Got a question for you this morning. How many of you have ever been in your house, or maybe you went to somebody's house, and when you started up to the door, you noticed there was a light on in the house, or you maybe even heard the TV, but whenever you knocked, the TV went off, the light went off, and no one came to the door. You ever done that? Have you ever done it, or have you ever been to somebody's house maybe where that was done? I've heard of stories of stuff like that happening. I have. Where they went up to the door and somebody, you knocked on the door and you knocked and you knew they were there, but they never answered the door. Right? And that kind of stuff happens. I don't know if you've ever had that. I hope not. I hope you've never done that, unless it's for a good reason. But anyway, I'm going to be over in Revelations, the third chapter, verse 20. Revelations 3:20. And this is Jesus talking. Revelations 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Let me read that again. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, we just come with thanksgiving in our heart for the opportunity we have to be in your house this morning. I want to thank you, Father, for all these people that have made their way out here today, Lord, and I pray, Father, that their hearts would be receptive to the word this morning. I want to thank you for the service we've had so far, Lord. I want to thank you for all that's taking part, Lord, and I pray that you would use it for your glory and for your honor, Lord, as only you can do. Now, Father, go with us down through the rest of this service, Lord. Bless it, Lord, and give you the praise and the glory for it all. In Jesus' name we pray and ask. And amen. You know what? Lots of people never get saved. Or if they are saved, it seems like a lot of people never really grow to the full potential that Jesus Christ has for them to grow into. And one of the reasons why I say that is because so many times God is knocking very consistently. He's knocking. And you know what? People aren't listening. People are not listening to that knock that he has. There's so much stuff going on in their lives, going on in around them. Now, I'm talking to Christians as well as unchristians here this morning. I want you to understand this. And I thoroughly believe this because I know it's happened in my life before. That you know what? God has knocked. He's knocked on that door of my heart and knocked and knocked and consistently knocked. And you know what I've done? I've come deaf to it. I've had everything else around me that takes my attention away from what he's wanting it to do with me. God is a knocker. Do you understand that? He is a stander. He's the one who wants to come in and have fellowship with you this morning. If you're here this morning and you're lost, I'm here to tell you God, through His Son, Jesus Christ, wants to have fellowship with you this morning. He does. You may be thinking to yourself, why would He have to want fellowship with me after what I've done? I'm telling you, God wants to have fellowship with you this morning. If you're here this morning and you are a Christian, and you may have been a Christian for 50 years, 60 years, I don't know, or you may have been just a Christian for a week, do you know that God is still knocking on your heart every day, trying to get you to pay attention, trying to get you to listen to what He has for you to say? That's what He's telling us here. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. God is knocking. He is knocking. Listen, no matter where you are in life, whether you're young or whether you're old or somewhere in between, I want you to know God is knocking on your door this morning. He knows. He's doing that because, you know why? God cares enough for you. He loves you enough this morning, listen to me, that He wants to come in, and the Bible says He wants to come in and talk with you. He wants to come in and have fellowship with you. Do you understand that this morning? This is a personal one-on-one thing that God has for you, everybody in here. It's personal. I don't care where you're at, what you're doing. Whenever He's knocking, it's not for Dave Long. If He's knocking on your heart, He's knocking on your heart for you. For everyone in here, He's done it. I'm telling you, He loves you enough to do that. His Scripture tells us that He loves you enough that, you know, whenever He's knocking, He wants something for you. You personally this morning. Do you realize you're a special, special individual in God's eyes? You are. There's no doubt in my mind that you are. I mean, it just goes on in the measure. But you know what? When I got to thinking about this, and I broke this down, I talked to some people about this last week here a little bit. I had plans on doing something a little different, but God changed my mind on it. So I'm just going to preach on it this morning. But I want to tell you something right now. You know what? And he started and he broke this down for me. And I want to start with the teenagers first. They're, you know, listen to me, teenagers, when you're around other people and you hear all your friends start talking to you, whether it's your boyfriend, whether it's your girlfriend, you know, whether they're trying to persuade you to do things that are not right, and you know that they're not right. You know that you know that your parents have taught you, whatever, anyway, you hear, and they said, and the conversation can go something like this. I know I may be out of touch a little bit, I've been out for school for a while. So, but you know what? If it is, just put it into your perspective for me. Please do that for me. You know what? Listen to me. You know, come on. It's just one time. It won't hurt a thing. It won't hurt a thing. We'll do that. You know what? You're a chicken. You know what? You're just a plain chicken if you don't do this. You know what? That's right. You're afraid. Your mom and dad will never find out. They'll never find out. Just go ahead. Have you ever heard people around you start talking like that? To you trying to whisper, if you really love me, you would do this. Know that? If you really love me. And listen to me, that ploy has been going on for years. The devil's used it on a lot of different people. Believe you me, he has. You just think that you're better than us. That's what's going on. You're just a little church-going, little goody-two-shoes. That's an old saying there, by the way. That's what everyone's doing it. Come on, you can do it. You know what? Everyone is doing it. What makes the difference? It is not going to hurt. I want to tell you something. If this kind of talk teenagers is going on around about you, if it's directed towards you, I want to tell you something. Listen real close, and you'll hear this. Because God is knocking. He's trying to talk to you. He's trying to talk directly to you. Listen real quick. Filter out all the nonsense that's directed to you and hear that knocking. Behold, he's saying it, and I say it again. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice, that's you, teenager, just as well as it is the older adults. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and will sup with you, and you know what? And he with me. He wants to talk to you. On an individual basis. When the background noise is telling you, you don't have to listen to mom and dad. Now listen to me. I'm telling you, maybe I'm wrong, but I remember when I was in high school, I heard a lot of this stuff. Listen, your mom and dad's, they're, you know what? They're just so old-fashioned. They're not dated. And you know what? Don't listen to them all the time. You know what? You need to have some fun in your life. God's patiently knocking. And you know what he's trying to say? Like it says over in Ephesians 6:2, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. You know what that promise is? It says right in the next verse. It says right in Ephesians 6:3, and it tells you there that it may be well with thee and that thou mayest live long on the earth. That's what he's trying to tell you. That whenever you hear that knock, all the background noise that you hear that they're trying to put upon you, teenagers, listen to me. That they're trying to tell you, I want to tell you something important. God's knocking, and he's telling you to honor your mother and your father. Well, everyone else is doing it. God's still knocking. And he's telling you over in Exodus 23:2, he says, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. I don't care if the whole school's doing it. I don't care if your whole class is doing it. If it's against what God's word is, if it's against God's will, and your parents have told you that they don't want you to do it, I'm telling you, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, because it's not what God wants for you. He has a higher calling for you, a higher purpose in your life. Psalms 1:1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. No matter what kind of counsel they're trying to give you, no matter what it may be, friend or family or whatever it may be that's trying to steer you wrong, listen to me. God is the way. God is the truth. His word is. Or how about that boyfriend, that girlfriend that says, well, you know what? If you really love me, you know what? You'd really love me. You know what? You would have sex with me before marriage. You think I'm too blunt with it? I'm going to tell you what. You don't think this stuff isn't used? This stuff's used. Exactly. After all, if you really love me, that if you, you know what? And they may be saying, you know what? I really understand you. I know what you're about. No, but then all these other people don't understand. I really understand it. Through all the raging hormones, teenagers, I want you to, God is still knocking. Do you understand that? He is still knocking. And what he's telling you, 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10, know ye not that the unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, or abusers of themselves of mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkard, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. That is what God's saying. He's knocking. He's trying to get through. And there's all this background noise. All these people trying to tell you, all your friends, everybody's trying to tell you what they think's right for you. And God is knocking. And he's telling you what is right. We've got to be willing to listen. We've got to be willing to get the background noise. We've got to be willing to get all that stuff out of the way. I'm telling you. Yes, he is knocking. Filter out all the noise. Open the door. Let him come in and talk to you. Let him do it. Young adults, now it's your turn. College age, maybe a little older. God has given you such an awesome opportunity to do for his glory like you've never had, never before in the history of mankind. You have the opportunity because of all that's given to you, all the stuff that is out there for you. Those of you in college, now full well the background noise, I tell you, that surrounds you, you know what it is. You know exactly what it is. It's easy for all the rhetoric to drown out without the knocking of God. It is so easy for all this rhetoric to drown it out. I'm telling you right now. Most of you in here have seen the movie God's Not Dead. Raise your hand if you've seen it. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Whenever the professor, the first thing he makes them do whenever they come in to the class is write down that God is dead. That's what he tries to do. And I'm not saying that you're going to run into anybody quite like that in your life. But I'm telling you what, the devil's going to make sure that you run into people almost like that. In the movie, God said to the parents, I don't know if you ever will, but I'm assuring you he will. A conversation will go like this. Surely you don't believe in that nonsense. Surely you don't. You know what? The Bible is just an old book. It's just one of those books that it's good for reading. It's good for that. But you know what? It does not have no application for today. It's old-fashioned. It's outdated. It has no real value for today. Science has proven it wrong. Science has proven that there's no God, right? The more knowledgeable learning that we have, the better off we are to understand the problems that are in this world. And you know what? As mankind, when we become more knowledgeable, we can handle all those problems, right? Have you ever heard that rhetoric? Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm going to tell you what. I hear it. The more knowledge and learning we have, through it all, God is knocking. And God is telling you, like he does over in Psalm 53:1, the fool saith in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquities. There is none that doeth good. There is none. Romans 1:22, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. I tell you what, this is out there everywhere. 1 Corinthians 3:19, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Whenever the noise of the world is so loud you can't hear God knocking, remember this. Remember what God said, I just read to him in Revelation 3:20. Whenever he said, here I am, I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone hear my voice, opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and he with me. Over in Psalms 46:3, and this says a lot about today's age, it said, let the heathen rage. Let them go ahead and rage. Listen, God is still knocking on your heart. If you're at that stage in your life, I don't know. Let's listen to it. Let's listen for that knock on our hearts. Young married couples. And I know God put this stuff upon me. I know I talked about this the other day, but you know what? When you go through your teenage years and the college years, and now you have families of your own, maybe both of you are working, trying to live the American dream, as they call it. Trying to live it out, you know what? Make life good for you and your kids. And you know what? I have no problem with that. Trying to make a living and doing stuff for, and trying to do stuff. But I want to give you a warning also. God is knocking on your heart's door also. I want you to listen to this. You know what? Don't turn a deaf ear to what he's trying to say to you. I want you to listen to this. You can become so busy in your life that you cannot hear God knocking. Why? Because you're constantly going here, you're doing this. You're constantly going there and doing that. And it seems like that, you know what? The first thing that goes, what's the first thing that goes? Your church. Your Bible reading. Why? Because you know what? I am so busy in my life. Something's got to go. I can't get up every Sunday morning and go to church. I can't read my Bible every day. How many families in this age group do we hear ending up in divorce? How many of them do we do it? They're so busy, there's no communication. There's no communication. So busy doing everything else that there's no time for God. Like I told you, there's no time for it. And the first thing it goes is God. But God continues to knock. He continues to knock. And you know what he says, and like in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. You know, you go to work. And you know what? Things maybe not be good at home. And I know this kind of stuff maybe hits home sometimes. I don't know. You know, you go to work, and there's somebody there that shows you special attention. Maybe you're not getting it home. I've seen it happen. This is why I've seen this happen too many times. And you know what? They're treating you better than you think that you're getting treated at home. And this is what happens. And whenever this happens, you know what? Before long, you've already given up church. You've already given up Bible reading because you're too busy. You're not communicating with your spouse. And now this hits home. And you know what? God's still knocking. He's still knocking, trying to get you through all this nonsense, all this rhetoric. And he's telling you, nevertheless, it says over in Ephesians 5:33, nevertheless, let every one of you, in particular, so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Listen, folks, this is God's word. This isn't just me trying to stand up here and say a lot of stuff. I'm telling you why. God is knocking. He's trying to get through. And people, so many times, they cannot hear him knocking because they're too busy trying to figure out things for themselves and go their own way. Maybe this has already happened to you. You're hurt. You're angry. You're feeling betrayed. You're depressed. I don't know. Thinking about divorce. I've already been through divorce, or maybe already in the process of one. God's knocking still in Ephesians 4:31-32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. I want to tell you something, folks. God's knocking, and you know what he's telling? He's telling you in your heart this morning, if you cannot forgive somebody, he will not forgive you. Can I tell you that this morning? And I'm just being as honest as I can be. I'm telling you, I've not had to go through what some of you went through as far as that goes. And I don't stand up here and claim to know that. But I'm going to tell you something. I do know God's word. And I do know God's word says that we have to forgive. We have to forgive. Bible, it says over in Mark 11:26, but if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven will forgive you your trespasses. It may be financial. It may be spiritual. Whatever the problem, listen to me, folks. Listen. You young married adults that have children, listen, God is knocking. He's trying to get through to you. He has told me he's trying to get through to you. And I want to tell you something this morning. Listen, it may be real faint right at first, real faint. You're thinking, through all the rhetoric, through all this stuff that's going on, you're listening. God's knocking. He's trying to get a hold of you, and he's wanting to get a hold of you. Behold, I stand at the door to knock. Older adults, listen to me. You may have lost a spouse. Maybe you're a caregiver to a parent. Maybe you've worked all your life, and now you're retired, and you can barely make it for whatever reason. Maybe you're feeling useless. Maybe disease is taking its toll on your body. Listen closely. I want to tell you, God is still knocking. He's knocking. Whether or not you can hear it, whether you want to hear it, I'm telling you, God is knocking. Hebrews 13:5. Let your conversation be without covetousness. And be content with such things as you have. For He has said, I will never leave thee or forsake thee. God is there. He's knocking. Can you hear Him? That's the point. Isaiah 43:2. When thou passest through the waters, this is one of my favorite scriptures here, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, thou shalt not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, and neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Folks, that right there tells me that God is with me no matter what. It tells me that. And I'll tell you, I don't just take that scripture and make a foundation of it. I'm going to tell you what, I'll stand upon this and tell you, no matter what I face, I know I can go through it with my God and with His Son Jesus Christ. Amen? If you've lost a spouse, God's knocking. He says over in Isaiah 54:4 and 5, shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore, for thy maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is His name. What a husband. You ain't going to find one better than that. Can I tell you that right now? Can you believe that? You're a caregiver. God's knocking. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I'll tell you what, we feel, and I know we've been dealing with this in my little family, and I know things can get so tedious sometimes, and you can get so down, and you can get so tired. We've got to stand upon that. You know what? We can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But it has to be through Him. You can barely make it. You can barely make it. You know what? There's so many people like that nowadays. They're older, they're retired, and it seems like that these places have taken their insurance away. They've taken so many different things from them. It just makes it hard for them to live. And you know what? God's still knocking. He says over Matthew 6:30-34, wherefore if God so clothes the grass of the field which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth what ye have need of these things. And he goes on to say, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Amen? You're feeling useless. Some people get that way. And then Psalm 71:18 says, now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation. Grandparents, you have an obligation, a duty, to let your grandchildren know that, you know what, to show him the strength of this generation, that God is still here. You're not useless, not by no means, shape, or form, folks. No way. No way that you are. Disease is taking its toll. God is still knocking, saying, I'm right here. With every pill that you take, with every shot, with every treatment, with the ups and downs, if God so desired that you get the ultimate healing, He'll take you to glory one of these days. Matthew 28:20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded them, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. I don't know where you stand at today, but I'm going to tell you something. God is knocking. He's knocking. God is knocking. Just take the time to open your heart. If we have to open the door, we have to open it. You know what? He will never push it open. He will never kick it in. But I'm going to tell you something. He's going to stand there, and He's going to knock, and He's going to knock. And hopefully, that you know what? You're going to listen, and you're going to open it up and say, God, I've had enough of all this noise. I've had enough of all this stuff going on in my life. I've had it. I want you to come in. Sit down with me and talk with me and then sup with me and show me the right and acceptable way. Why don't people answer the door? They simply don't hear God knocking. Why? Some people come and sit week after week in church services. Yeah, and never get anything from the service. God's knocking through the preaching, through the teaching, through the testimonies. He's knocking, but they come and they sit and they sit and they sit, and they never get nothing. Never get nothing out of it. Too busy. They're entangled with the affairs of this life. They come in here and some of you are preoccupied with what's going on outside the church more than what's going on inside the church. Amen or oh my. That's what happens. Some are too far away. Some people are too far away. Psalms 10:1 says, what, this is David talking, and David knew better whenever this was wrote. He said, why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thyself in times of trouble? God's not hiding himself. God's not standing afar off. What's going on? David's not where he should be. David was not where he should be. And I want to tell you something this morning. If you're here this morning questioning God, where God, where are you? Why aren't you talking to me? Why aren't you dealing with me in my life? I want to tell you something. God's there knocking. You're just not answering the door. You're not answering the door. Oh, you can pretend to hear the knock, but those who are close enough to hear it and know God's voice know what that knock is. He knows what it is. And there are some people who are just too deaf to it. A seared conscience is what I call it. They can't hear it. It's been scarred over. 1 Timothy 4:2. Speaking lies and hypocrisy. Having their conscience seared with a hot iron. They've got to the point in their lives where they can't hear God knocking because they've done went past that limit. And now what's needed is they need to repent. Then there are those who are too weak to get to the door. There are some people that are pretty heartbroken. You know that? Galatians 6:1, brethren, if any man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such as one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted, and bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Sometimes people are so beat down, they're so out of shape, and they're too weak to get to the door. And you know what? Those who claim ourselves to be spiritual, you know what? We need to pray for them. We need to help them and say, listen, God's knocking. Can you hear him? They say, yes. Well, let's pray and help them get to the door. Help them see if they can get the door open. Thank God this morning. I'll tell you what. God is knocking. I know he is. I know he is. God's patiently knocking. But I also know this, that after a while, if you keep He keeps knocking and you keep turning it away. You know what's going to happen? He's going to quit knocking. He's going to quit knocking. And then what? Then what? You're going to be one of the type of people who say, where's God? Where's God at? Whenever I need him, where's God at? Why can't I feel God? And he, you know what? You've got to look on your life and say, well, you know what? He has knocked on my door several times, but I wouldn't answer it. So whose fault's that? Tell me now, whose fault's that? Of course, there'll be those who blame it on God. God's there all the time. He is there. We've just got to answer the door when he knocks. Amen? We've just got to do it. They come and get us on. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Are you hearing his voice this morning? He only knocks, he's also talking to you. Open the door, and I will come in. Open it, and I will come in.